Thank you for calling. How can I help you? Hello.
Yes, I was calling. Yes, I was calling about your test taking services and just seeing what it entailed and how much the services actually cost.
May I first know your name, sir?
Yes, Kai.
Sorry, come again.
Kai, K A I.
Kai. Hello, Kai. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fine, sir. I've seen better days, actually. But you need help with your exams. That's what you're saying.
Yes, I just want to see what your cost is and if I'm going to take it myself.
Well, the cost depends on the level of education, and along with that, depends on what subject area are you taking the exam for.
The exam is going to be the GRE, and the score that I'm looking to achieve is going to be 300 and above.
Sorry, come again. Can you please read it out to me?
Yes, the test is going to be the GRE,
mm-hmm.
the quantitative, as well as the essay portion, and then also a score of 300 or above on it.
All right, and do you got any scheduled date for the GRE?
No, it'll be in the next couple of weeks when I'll schedule it.
Any specific idea?
Excuse me?
Any specific date that you're planning to take the GRE for, sir?
Most likely next Friday.
Next Friday. Just give me a quick second. Let me have a look at the slots if they're available with the experts. Could you see on the line, please, sir?
Yes, no problem.
Thank you for staying on the line, Kai. I just checked the availability with the experts on the 14th of April. That is Friday, as you mentioned, within a week from now. So do you mind if I explain you a bit about the procedure of the service? How do we exactly complete the GRE for our customers?
Yes, please go ahead.
All right. So initially, I'll be signing an expert who will be having sufficient background knowledge related to the GRE subjects. The experts can be either like a master's or a PhD experts, because these exams need one of the best experts to get it completed. Since you know that the GRE consists for 3 hours and 45 minutes, that's the overall testing time. Are you aware about that?
I am aware of it.
And you need help with all the subjects?
It'll be the entire GRE, correct.
Okay, and you need a score above 200 or more, right?
Correct. You know what? Did you guys just do the quantitative? If I just needed help with the quantitative section?
Well, firstly, this label is for the GRE composed of three sections. So you want us to do the quantitative reasoning, right? You'll be doing the verbal reasoning and critical thinking yourself.
Yes, that's what I was asking. Is that something that's possible?
Well, it is somehow possible, but if the quantitative reasoning is scheduled to be the first one, the first test, then we can do it. But if it's on the middle or something, then it's pretty hard. It's not totally impossible, but it can be done, but it requires a lot of...
We'll just say all three.
All three will be better, because it will save you a lot of money as well. So basically, to get a GED done. The GRE is a proctored one, and we will be helping you out with the test. And since it's a proctored test, we are going to install our additional operating system on your PC or laptop, anywhere you're taking the exam. So our tech IT guy, he will be getting in contact with you, and he will be installing and doing the setup for the software. The operating system on your laptop or PC, through which we will install a screen sharing software on the device. So once the screen sharing software is installed in your PC or laptop, then we are able to, get in control or take control of your PC or laptop while you're doing the GRE. You and us, the company, will be only knowing that you are, connected with a person. So basically, once you start the GRE, the proctor, asks you to close all applications, right? But the software that we are using, it's not an application. It's like a simple plugin that is running at the background, because even if you close the application, it will still work for you. And the best part about the software is that it has got stealth features, because it mainly blocks the firewall on your system that the GRE is catching up, and it won't be able to detect it at all. I'll be giving you a demo run for this as well, and you can have a look at it a day before the exam. So basically, to get these software installed, it takes around 5 to 6 working days. So for the GRE, if somebody needs to take a GRE in the coming week or something, we advise them to schedule and place an order almost like 7 to 8 days before. It's easier because the software installation and everything, it's a quite lengthy time. It takes like a bit of time to get it completed. So these are the things that we need to do in order to complete your GRE exam. If you've got any questions, Kai, you can feel free to share them with me, and I'll be glad to clear those questions out for you.
Yes, I was my number one question is, well, first, why does it need that much time in order to set it up on my computer? Also, the second question is, I don't want my administrator rights to be just given to somebody, and they can always remotely access
you're
my
not,
computer, so how can I stop that connection?
I understand that. I understand. You're not giving your administration rights to anyone. See, it's a simple screen sharing software. Once we get like the screen sharing access to your PC, you will be the one to close it up yourself, to close out the software yourself. You can see everything yourself. We will only see the thing that is available in front of you. Like whatever you show us, we cannot see that. And if we even try to move the cursor anywhere around, you can see that we are using it. We are moving the cursor. So everything will be done in front of your eyes. There won't be any administration's issues or anything. It's completely safe. Anything that we log in, you will be able to see yourself. So you will be having an idea of where we exactly are going. So we won't be accessing anything else, just the GRE that you're going to start, and we're going to do it for you. And it takes 7 to 8 days, just because we will be duplicating your IP address to our IP address. That will enable us to start the exam with your particular IP, and we will be making sure that the proctor do not detect it at all, because to install a plugin and to make every setting work properly, it takes a bit of time, because you're not just installing an application. You're making that everything is installed clearly and it works properly. Basically, it takes around 4 to 5 days, but we take the time about 7 to 8 days, because we will be showing you how does it work. We will be giving you a test run and everything as well. That's why it takes a bit of time, sir.
Okay. And how much does your – I've already checked into other services that offer the same thing. I just wanted to know how much your services cost and how am I going to be getting contacted by the individual that's going to be actually working with me on the test day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For everything that we commit to our customers, we keep each and everything completely transparent with you. I won't ask you to keep on waiting for the expert. Once we place the order for you, the expert will be reaching you out within like maximum 30 minutes of time, 15 to 30 minutes, and he will be guiding you about the software and everything, and you can schedule the time with him and everything. And regarding the prices, I have checked the schedule for the 14th of April, that is Friday, and just to inform you that whenever we start a new month, we offer 50% discounts for the first 7 days for the month. So you're coming on the day that we are offering discounts, that is the 7th April, and that is the last day. So normally, a GRE exam goes for around $400 with all the exams being completed for 3 hours and 45 minutes. But in case you place an order today with us, it will cost you around $200 for the GRE for the whole test, and with a passing score above 200%. And in case if we fail to get you the passing score, then we are eligible to provide you the refund for the amount that you have paid. And along with that, we will reschedule your GRE and pay the amount ourselves. Everything clear, Kai?
Yeah, at this point it's clear. It just gives me something to think about. And I'm not going to be going with that today. I'm just trying to do my due diligence.
Don't worry about it. Do you mind if I
drop
you?
Because obviously I don't know. I'm just saying because obviously I don't know your company or your testimonies from students, so I'm just having to go off of a gut feeling in regards to do I want to do this or not. So
it's totally on you, sir. I'm not holding
you
out for anything. So just letting you inform that you do not have to worry about anything since you'll be paying to us through authentic payment platforms such as your credit debit card or your Venmo, your PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, anything that's easier for you because we provide ultimates, we make sure the customer's at ease. So we provide everything. And if you're worried about anything, we have got a payment option
well,
for you.
The only thing that I'm worried about is that I have full skin in the game, meaning when I've given you my money, there's no way for me to ascertain that back in case, you know, it doesn't get done or
you're worried about getting scammed, right?
You don't acknowledge. Of course, I'm worried about being scammed. I got to give you my money.
That's the question for every people nowadays because, you know, there are a lot of people burning out scams or everything. So for me, let me inform you.
See,
you're going to be paying to us through your credit debit card, you know, through a payment invoice. And if you think that we are going to scam you or something or we are going to take your money and run away, so you can call your bank and ask them to revert the amount that you pay to us. And for that, we will be getting a dispute on our bank. And I hope you understand, a dispute does not, you know, look good on a company. So I wouldn't be scamming you for $100, and I'll ask you to pay through your credit card. I hope you understand this, sir. And also, I'm not asking
you
to pay
through... Well, I would hope that.
Well, you can call your bank, and you can ask them if you're paying to someone through your card, can you revert the amount back or something like that? They would inform you about it.
Well, yeah, I could. Even though what it's going to be charged up under. And also, my second thing is, it's been other services that I've looked at prior to calling you, because I've already talked to like three different services, and one was pay after the exam, which that's the one I'm leaning toward because, like they said on the phone, it doesn't really matter until you get the results you want, and then obviously that gives me the opportunity to
see
that
you can for sure go with them. So let me tell you one thing, all right? So let me tell you a scam that people are running nowadays. Okay, and I hope you do understand, and I hope it makes sense to you. So, for us to take $100 from you initially, and you have got, you know, like, you have got the assurance that you've paid to us, and your bank knows that you've paid to us. So you can either, if we do not even get your exam done, you can call the bank and revert the amount, right? And but there's scam going out all around now in the States. People, they're charging you nothing for taking an exam, and once they start the exam for you, they're going to stop you, they're going to take pictures of you because you're taking a GRE, right? So you'll be in front of your camera. They're going to be taking pictures of you, and then they're going to scam you because this has happened to a lot of our customers, and like they were working with us and they somehow left the company, and they told because of the prices, they think that the prices that we are offering are a bit too much. But these things, they are costly. They do not come for free. So the outside the market, they have made these things that they do not ask you to pay any money initially. And once you get the exam started, they will start like